Sound Creator, page 11.
Have you ever wondered how the sound of the chocolate river for the movie Charlie and the Chocolate Factory was made? Believe it or not, when you watch this part of the movie, you are listening to the sound of gelatin being slowly poured into a swimming pool. Meet Alex Joseph, the creator of this sound. Joseph has an unusual profession. He is a Foley artist. His job is to create background sounds for movies. The name Foley comes from Jack Foley, the man who added the first background sounds to movies in 1927. Back then, microphones could only record the actors' conversations, so Foley had to add the other sounds, such as footsteps and wind, afterward. And even today, modern technology can't record everything. Many sounds are added after filming stops. Sometimes Foley artists create sounds by using the same kinds of objects that are in the movie. For example, to make the sound of glass breaking, they break glass. But that isn't always possible. How do you create the sound of a man falling down? You can't just push someone. A Foley artist, for example, puts a jacket around a basketball and throws it on the ground. Foley artists like their work, but not everything they do is fun. Alex Joseph had to take 4 showers to remove the gelatin after creating the perfect sound for the chocolate river. But it's all in a day's work, as they say.